This next article comes to us courtesy of Dean Martineau of Sound Computing Magazine, and you can find out more about the magazine by visiting the website at www.sound-computing.com.
Text selection in Word made easier. I have for a long time been marginally frustrated with the Windows text selection process. It's certainly doable. I think every user needs to know how to do it and to do it well, and I certainly do. But it has its limitations. It's kind of constricting. I liked the good old days, and in many ways the good old days weren't all that good, but this is one way in which they were. Under DOS, like for example in WordPerfect, you could set a mark in a file, then you could roam about, do whatever you were going to do, figure out exactly what you wanted to select, and when the time came, you could then block the text. I think that's what we called it back then. Well, now, thanks to a friend who wrote a little code for a Word macro that I'm going to give everybody, we can accomplish the same thing in Word. Any version, beginning with Word 97 on up to Word XP. Those of you who are subscribers to Brian Hartgen's configuration service have this feature already, but it's something that I'm not sure every version of Word worked with that service. In any case, I was able to make it available in this manner because I think it's going to help everybody out. Those of you listening to this article in Sound Computing, and some may be listening to it on Main Menu, you will find out, the Sound Computing listeners, that I've done some work in NoteTab along these lines, as well as other lines, with the what's called their clip language in NoteTab, and you will be interested in knowing, perhaps, that these processes are much easier to do in NoteTab. I was able to almost figure out how to do it myself with a little help from somebody on the NoteTab clip writing mailing list, whereas the resulting VBA code that you're going to use if you choose to make these macros in Word, I could not have figured out how to do on my own at all. I sort of understand what's happening, but I couldn't replicate it. However, we don't have to replicate it. All we have to do is copy and paste, and I'll take you through the steps of creating the macro if you want to. First, I'm going to show you exactly how this works when the macro is in place. And then if you like it, you can go ahead and set it up for yourself in your version of Word on your own computer. This, we're going to go into Word. I'm currently, of course, in a sound editor, so I will personally Alt-Tab into Word. And I'm going to use a file, which in a way is kind of handy anyway. It's a file you can get on the Microsoft Enable website. I'm pretty sure it's still there. It's an older document. Some of it is a little archaic now. But it's Windows Concepts for Blind and Visually Impaired Users. It was written by Sarah Morley for Windows 95, and it has very good explanations of a lot of the Windows controls that we still see in Windows, because most of that hasn't really changed. So it's a handy document, and you might want to look for it. So I'm going to head over to Word here.
Concepts doc.
There we go. I'm now in that art file, which is called concepts.doc. I have my punctuation off. And what I'm going to do, it doesn't really matter where I am in this document to do the test that I'm going to do. Of course, in real life it would matter, but to me it doesn't. So I'm going to wander down here.
Normals, page 2, paragraph marker. This work is based on Windows 95 explained.
All right, that's just great. A nice place to start. Doesn't matter where. I'm going to hit a key that I have designed and defined, and we will define it later, actually, so you'll see how it's done. But the key that I'm going to use is Alt-M for mark.
Alt-M.
Now, notice there is no feedback. I could have designed some feedback into this, or you can go into your screen reader's keyboard manager in either JAWS or WindowEyes and get some feedback that way. Now, I've got a place marked, and it doesn't make any difference. If I don't ever use it, it doesn't matter. As long as, with the macro that I'm going to use, I have to select forward, and that's usually the way I would operate. Now, one of the advantages that I have here, and of course, there are other ways to do this, Word does offer a thing called Extend Select Mode. The problem with Extend Select Mode is that it isn't the most speech-friendly thing. It works pretty well, but in JAWS, with every line, you hear the word select spoken, and if I remember in the past, this didn't work very well with WindowEyes at all. So it's a very sluggish procedure to do what I'm doing in a way that isn't very sluggish. One of the things you cannot do with regular Windows selection processes for the keyboard is to be unsure about what you're going to select to. If you know you want to select three lines or two paragraphs or a couple screens or whatever, or a few words or a few characters, and you know how many, that's great. If you don't know, it's more difficult. And if you want to kind of explore and figure it out, it gets really constricting. This way, now that my mark is set, I'm going to be able to just act as normal in the document. So I want to now find section 6.7. Let's just say I want to go and select from here where I've already set my mark to that point, because I want, for some reason, maybe I want to copy the text, or I want to delete it, or I want to cut it out and move it someplace else, just hypothetically. Obviously, in real life, this would have meaning, because you would have real life documents to work with that you cared about. So the thing that I can do with these macros that you can't do with regular Windows text selection is I can just use Find. Let's say that I want to take everything between where I am now and the contents of this document and remove it. Well, this is going to be a snap, because all I have to do is find the word contents.
Control F, find the group.
Silence the speech, type in contents.
C-O-N-T-E-N-T-S, enter, find next button, contents.
I'm right where I want to be. I hit Escape to get out of the Find dialog box.
Escape, contents.
I don't want the word contents to be selected. Let's see if it's, or if I'm before or after it.
C, page 4.
Alright, that's good. That should put me before the word contents. Now, all I have to do to select everything from where I started from to here is to hit another key that I defined, and which I'll show you how to define later, and that's Alt-S in my case.
Alt-S printed in the United States of...
And JAWS does start reading the selected text. Now, it can't read all the selected text because there's too much of it. It just kind of reads sort of a part, and even if you hit the Read Selection hotkey, you won't hear all the text selected because it doesn't read all that. There's too much in the buffer. But it's a cinch. What I've already selected is selected. I can copy it, cut it, delete it, and then just do whatever else you might want to do with selected text. But the point is, I didn't have to go to much trouble to make the selection. And I didn't have to know where the place was that I wanted to select to when I started. I could figure it out in whatever way I chose. I did discover something as I was playing with this. At one point, I had JAWS. I tried to use this process to select most of the document. It did the selection just fine, but it simply took it a while for the process to happen. And during that time, not much was happening. Things were kind of moderately locked up, and I didn't have speech. But the text I wanted selected was selected. It simply took it a minute to actually complete the process. So I find that this is going to make my life a lot easier in how to work with Windows documents in Word. And so I'm going to pass it on to you. The way we're going to do this is, first thing, send an email message off to an address I'll give you. It's an autoresponder, and you'll get back the instructions. I'll take you through the instructions, so you don't need to read the instructional portion, but what you do need to have is the VBA code. I'm not going to read the code out loud because it's very boring and there's a fair amount of it. Obviously, everybody who's listening on Main Menu has email, so, or just about obviously, I guess it isn't totally obvious. But if you are a Sound Computing listener and you don't have email, contact me and we'll figure out a way that you can get the code if you want to do this. And I guess that also applies if you're a Main Menu listener who is listening on the phone or something, then we can perhaps work out an arrangement where you can get access to these macros if you want them, because of course the ability to easily select text isn't particularly email dependent. So send a message off to select@sound-computing.com. That's SELECT at sound-computing.com. Shortly you'll get back the file that has the instructions. Then we're going to create the macros following those instructions. We're going to copy particular chunks of text. Now, there are three macros described in this file. As far as I'm concerned, this is rather a kludgy feature of VBA. The selection process can only go in one direction. So, we have one macro. If you want to do what I suspect you'll usually want to do, and that is to make a mark and then go forward, downward through the document and select text in that direction. There's another macro if you want to do what I suspect you won't want to do very often, which is to make a mark and then go upward, go back behind where you were, up toward the top of the document and select in that direction. And you have to use different macros for these purposes. As you're creating the macros, be careful about your screen reader's use of keys. The keys that I've chosen are not used by Word and they're not used by JAWS. I'm not convinced that they aren't used by WindowEyes in some of their Word set files. And a more competent user of WindowEyes who uses it in Word more frequently than I do will have to check that out. If you do choose to use a key that WindowsEyes uses, you'll have to use Insert B, the bypass key, in order to say to WindowsEyes, in effect, ignore the next keystroke, and that way Word will get it. Otherwise, WindowsEyes will snatch it from you. It may be easier in planning from the outset to not use a key that your screen reader uses. That's my preference, so I don't have to mess with the bypass, or as Jaws calls it, pass-through key. From within Word, we have to first record a macro. Now, we're going to record the macro, and then we're going to stop the recording immediately, because our only purpose to record the macro is to get it created and get the necessary VBA text in there that we don't need to know how to write. And then we're going to go in and edit that macro and paste in the text that we want. The first macro we're going to create is the one that marks the spot, our originating spot. So to create the macro, we have to go, we could hit Alt-T for Tools, followed by M for Macros in Word XP, and I think it's pretty much the same in other versions.
Menu active, spelling and grammar, macros, dot, Alt-F8.
And we're going to go into that later, but right now, and my punctuation is off, so that's a dialog box, but you only hear one period instead of three. Down arrow.
Record new macro, dot.
And that's another dialog box for record a macro. We're going to have some information to give to Word about this macro. So hit Enter.
Leaving menus, record macro dialog, macro name, edit macro 4.
Now, since I created, when I was setting this up for demo purposes, macros 1 to 3, you hear that Word's going to offer me the name of macro 4 for this macro. It's probably offering you the name of macro 1. I don't want that name, so actually I'm going to overwrite it. And it's my understanding, I don't know this for sure, but I tried it once with an underscore character, I think, and it didn't work. And you can't use multiple words in these names. So we're going to make this called Mark Spot. Again, I need to turn my keyboard echo on. Let's do that so it's on for next time.
Characters.
So we have Mark Spot as the name. Let's read the current control here.
Macro name. Edit Mark Spot. Type in text.
That's perfect. Hit Insert Tab to read that in JAWS. Now we tab.
Tab. Toolbars button.
We have two choices when we create a macro. We can either have it set up so that you can activate it with a toolbar button, which I suspect almost none of you are going to want to do, or tab.
Tab, keyboard button.
You can have it set up so that it's activated with a keyboard key. That's what we all are going to want, because there's not much point to this otherwise. Let's hit the space bar on the keyboard button.
Press new shortcut key.
Now, here, all you do is press the key you want. My personal preference in this instance is to use Alt keys, because there are some Alt keys that aren't part of the Word menu system and that JAWS doesn't use, and I don't think WindowsEyes uses them all, but a good WindowsEyes user may have to fill in the gap here because I didn't test this part of it. I'm going to use Alt M for Mark, I'm going to use Alt S for Select, and then in case I ever want to select backwards, I'll use Alt B for Backwards, although I may not even bother putting that one in to mine. I don't tend to think that's going to happen very often. So to begin with, I'm going to hit the keystroke Alt-M. And then I'm going to show you, just to be on the safe side, how you can make sure that that keystroke is not used by Word. It's not, but let's make sure we know how to do this. So let's just hit Alt-M.
Alt-M.
Now, I'm going to have to use, in this case I'll use the JAWS cursor, you'll have to use the WindowsEyes mouse pointer, and read the dialog box, because you don't get any speech feedback, at least not in JAWS, and I don't think you do in WindowsEyes either about this. I'll route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
That's up arrow.
Current keys. Press new shortcut key. Scroll up symbol Alt-M.
And there's the key I just typed in, and now we're going to go down arrow, and it'll tell us whether this key is assigned or not.
Scroll down symbol. Currently assigned to. Unassigned.
All right, that's what I want to hear. Unassigned. So I am now going to assign it, but I haven't done so yet. I'll tab.
Tab. Assign button.
Hit the space bar.
Space. Press new.
Now Alt-M is assigned. And theoretically, you could have more than one shortcut key do the same thing if you wanted to add yet another shortcut key. And I don't know why you would want to do that, but that possibility exists. Now we're going to tab.
Tab. Save. Tab. Close button.
To the close button. We're done with this part of the process. We've got our macro started recording and our key assigned. Space.
Space. Concept.
Now we're back in the concepts doc file, which is where I started from in Word. And we're recording. Right now, every keystroke we record is going to be captured, but we're not going to stay that way because we're going to turn off the recording process and go into the editing process. So Alt-T-M.
Alt-T, menu, act, M, macros, dot, Alt-F8.
Down arrow, and this time where we started and we saw record macro, we're going to hit down arrow.
Stop recording.
And we're going to have stop recording. Hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, console.
Now, that nice little macro is going to have some sort of annoying VBA code, and that's all it's got because we didn't capture anything else. Now we're going to go edit the macro. To do this, we could hit Alt-T-M, or we can do as I'm going to do and hit the keystroke Alt-F8.
Alt-F8, macros dialog, macro name, edit combo, auto close.
You may hear a little bit different macro name here when you first come into the list of macros. It will depend on how Word was installed on your system. And something else that, since we didn't change the default behavior when we created this macro, it's being saved into the normal period dot or normal dot dot, in other words, period dot file. That's the document template, and that's the main one that is always loaded when you load Word. Theoretically, assuming you've got the same version of Word on your computer that you're using and one someplace else, you could save normal dot dot, it'll fit onto a floppy, take it, load it, overwrite the normal dot dot that you have on that other computer, and you'll have these macros there too, as well as any other changes you've made in normal dot dot. Alright, now I need to find my little macro called Mark Spot. Let's hit this down arrow here.
Auto macro one. Mark Spot.
Thank you, Jaws, for reading that to me three times. I really needed you to do that. Okay, I've now got this highlighted. That's what I want. You find whatever you called the macro. The name really doesn't make much difference. What's going to matter to you is the key you use to assign to set the macro off. Let's tab, and we're going to come to the Edit button.
Tab, macros in, combo box, all active templates and documents.
That's where we're looking for macros.
Tab, description, tab, run button.
I didn't bother to type in a description. We could do one.
Tab, step into button.
We could step into it, which means it'll show us one line at a time of code. We're not going to do that.
Tab, edit button.
This is what we want, the edit button. Hit the space bar.
Space, Microsoft Word Visual Basic Environment.
We now find ourselves in the Visual Basic Editor. And that's just great. What I want to do is move down here. The macro will have the description, which we could edit or ignore. I'm going to ignore it. And there'll be an apostrophe, which is a line that indicates that there's no code there, a comment line. And eventually we're going to find the line that I want to be on.
Apostrophe mark spot macro. Apostrophe macro recorded June 21st, 2002 by Dean Martin. No.
That's something Word just put in since I didn't put anything else.
Apostrophe. End sub.
Now, right here, we're at the beginning of the last line of the macro. And that's actually where we want to be. We're going to paste our text right there, and it'll come out in the right place. Now, we need to Alt-Tab to your email client and find that email message you received when you sent the message off to select@sound-computing.com. Or if you've put the message somewhere else, that's great. If you put the text into a text editor or into Word even, whatever you did with the text, you need to find that text. I have it currently housed in my personal email client, which is Eudora. I'm going to Alt-Tab over there.
Alt-Tab, concepts, doc, Microsoft Word.
We have another window. We have now the Visual Basic Environment window, which is the window we want to be in. We have the concepts doc or whatever Word document you had opened.
Alt-Tab, Eudora, Lord, and 1106 AM.
This is the message, which in this case, my version says it came from Lord Anne, because that's my friend's name. The version you have, of course, won't say that. Now, there are three macros stored in this message, and you need to find this paragraph, which will be the key that you want to install this as the first macro.
Enter the following code for the first macro, the one that marks the original position.
So this is the code for the first macro, the one that marks the original position. All we're going to do, and of course we don't have the benefit of our macro yet, and we're not in Word anyway, all we're going to do is select this text. Let's go down.
Blank. On error, resume next.
And start hitting shift down arrow.
Selected. On error. Selected. Selected. Enter the following code for the selection.
And that was the end. So actually all you have to do is select, let's make it four lines, so four shift down arrows. I went beyond that, of course, because I didn't know how far to go. So let me unselect a line with shift up arrow.
Unselected. Enter the.
And now I have an extra blank line selected, but that won't hurt anything. I'm going to let go of the shift key, copy.
Copy selected text.
With control C, and head back. In the meantime, I've had an interruption in the process of recording, so we're going to have to go by GoldWave as I Alt-Tab, but eventually I'll find my way Alt-Tabbing back to the Visual Basic environment.
Alt-Tab, Gold, Alt-Tab, Microsoft Visual Basic, Normal, New Macros, COD, Microsoft.
And now I'm in the Visual Basic environment. My cursor is right where I left it, so I'm going to paste this.
Paste the text from clipboard.
If you do something wrong at this point, well, actually, as soon as you arrow around, you'll get a little Visual Basic compiler error. Now that we've done this, all we have to do is hit Control-S.
Control-S.
And then we have to hit Alt-Q, which will close the Visual Basic environment and put us back in Word.
Alt-Q, Concepts.
And in whatever document you were in, as it happens, my place happens to be Concepts Doc. We're going to repeat this process for a little bit more practice, and that will get the second macro in place. And that's all we'll do. If you want to do that third one for backward selecting, you can do it, but by that time you'll have an idea of the process. So we're going to create a new macro. Alt-T-M.
Alt-T, menu, macros, dot,
down arrow.
Record new macro, dot, enter, leaving menus, record macro dialog, macro name.
And I'm going to give this one the name of forward select.
F-O-R-A-R-D-S-E-L-E-C-T.
Tab.
Tab, toolbars button.
We don't want one.
Tab, keyboard button.
Space bar.
Space, customize keyboard dial.
And in this instance, I want to use the shortcut key Alt-S personally for me. This is the one that makes most sense to me. So let's hit Alt-S.
Alt-S.
Let's route JAWS to PC and make sure it wasn't used for anything.
Route JAWS to PC.
Down arrow.
Scroll down symbol. Currently assigned to. Save changes in. Description. Assign button. Remove button. Description. Save changes in. Currently assigned to. Unassigned.
I didn't read the whole line when I did that, so I had to go down and then back up. Currently assigned to unassigned. That's perfect. That's what we want. Go back to the PC cursor.
PC cursor. Tab. Assign button.
Press that with a space bar.
Space. Press new shell tab. Say tab. Close button.
Hit the close button.
Space. Concepts. Doc.
Turn off the recording process.
Alt-T. Menu. Macros. Dot. Alt-F8.
Down arrow.
Stop recording.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Concepts.
Edit the macro. Alt-F8.
Alt-F8. Macros. Dialog. Macro name. Edit combo. Auto close. Auto close.
And this starts with an F.
F. Forward select. Forward select. Forward select.
And JAWS has to read that name three times. Tab around to the edit button.
Tab. 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 Run button. Tab. Step into tab. Edit button. New macros code. Space. Mic.
Down arrow to get past the description.
Apostrophe for. Apostrophe macro. Apostrophe. End sub.
Right there is where we want to be. Now we head back to the email client, or wherever we have our text stored. Mine's Eudora.
Alt tab, Eudora, Lord, and 11.
Silence the speech here. And here's what you want. You want the instruction that says this.
Enter the following code for the selection macro where the original position is before the second position.
So you want the code where the original position is before the second position. That's the lines right below where we were before, actually, but just to make sure. We have a little bit more to select here.
Blank. Dim RNG.
We start here with when it says dim, so shift down arrow.
Selected. 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 Active. Selected. Set RNG. Selected. Start. Selected. End. Selected. Selected. RNG range. Selected. Selected. Activating the first macro. Unselected. Activating.
If I don't miss my guess, that was 11 pushes of the shift down arrow. I just unselected that line that I selected, which was Anne telling me what was going on, which is pretty much what I've told you. So you want to get down to where she talks about the macro more. It's pretty clear what's code and what is her talking. Let go of the shift key. Control-C to copy.
Copy selected text to clipboard.
Alt-Tab to get back to Word.
Alt-Tab, Microsoft Visual
Basic. Actually, to Visual Basic. Paste, Control-V.
Paste the text from clipboard.
Control-S to save.
Control-S.
And Alt-Q.
Alt-Q, concept.
To exit Visual Basic and back into Word. And that's all there is to it. Now, you have two macros. One for marking a spot, which I identified with key Alt-M. And the other for selecting from that spot forward to some new place in your document so that you can select all the text between the mark and where you are. And I identified that with keyboard key Alt-S. If you want, you can go into the file, the email message that you retrieved by emailing select at sound-computing.com, and put in the other macro, which lets you select from an original spot upward, in other words, backward selecting, and then you'll have even a third option. But I personally believe this makes word processing and different tasks in related to, for use with words, especially extracting sections of documents, a whole lot easier.